You're listening to SBS News.
Gugu Yalanji elder Daphne Naden remembers the day she signed up for a funeral insurance policy with the Aboriginal Community Benefits Fund. It was the mid-1990s and she was approached by Indigenous door-to-door salespeople at the office where she worked in far north Queensland.
They took their documents and that had red, yellow and black, you know, the colours that Indigenous people really take to, you know, all their paperwork, and we were sent cards and nice laminated cards that had the red, yellow and black, you know. So it made me feel like, yeah, this is an Indigenous-owned company. I'm happy to be part of this, you know. This is what we need in community.
At the time, she was a recently divorced mother of four girls and had also lost two brothers in car crashes at a young age.
So I thought death can happen at any time, you know, so I should just cover us. You know, that was my thought for signing up, and I think it was anxiousness and that around my circumstances in particular, you know, losing family members and that. So that's what prompted me, I think, to take out the thing without too much questioning.
But like thousands of other people, Daphne Naden was misled. Now, age 65, the more than $15,000 she paid to the fund over nearly 30 years to cover her funeral costs when she dies has disappeared. It's among an estimated $39.2 million of member contributions held by the Aboriginal Community Benefits Fund, trading as UPLA, when it went into liquidation in March. Dungutty man Mark Holden is a solicitor with National Financial Counselling Service Mobstrong Debt Help. His phone line, which usually receives about 60 calls a month, was flooded with more than 1,000 requests for assistance when UPLA collapsed.
Every single person who's called up has been looking for answers. They've been very distressed. They're very desperate. Some feel humiliated as well too, because they feel like they've been taken advantage of. These are people who've been paying their policies for years, sometimes decades as well too.
About 17,000 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people have lost products they paid for with UPLA. It's estimated the losses total between $131 million and $300 million. Mark Holden says after unknowingly paying for a junk product for years, many policyholders now have nothing to show for it.
And a lot of them are near the end of their life as well too. A lot of them are our elders. And they no longer are able to afford to pay their own funeral and now have to rely on their family. It's very depressing for them as well too, because they were doing their right thing by trying to arrange for their own sorry business in a very dignified manner. But now it's fallen through and now they have to rely upon their family, which can cause financial hardship for those as well too.
Some families have even been forced to leave their family member's body in the morgue because they can't pay for their funeral. Wurundjeri woman Samantha Rudolph is an Aboriginal policy officer with the Consumer Action Law Centre. She says the conduct of UPLA is especially galling because of the significance placed on sorry business in Indigenous culture.
It is so important. I think for everyone in community, each mob, each family, It's something different. You know, we're not all, you know, one sorry business or one funeral kind of fits all. It's all different for all of us based on our culture. And I was explaining to someone yesterday that in some cultures, saying that person's name again once they've passed away is something that you just don't do. You know, and so having a proper burial and a proper goodbye for some people, that's the last time they'll ever mention that person's name again and that person again. So that's why it's really, really important for the living to be able to say goodbye to people.
In 2019, the Financial Services Royal Commission found the ACBF had engaged in systematic, misleading and deceptive conduct. The company, which presented itself as an Aboriginal-owned organisation, was exposed as having no Indigenous director or member of management. It was found to use aggressive tactics, including door-to-door sales, to sell expensive and poor value funeral plans. It even sold funeral policies to babies and children. Since 2018, The Australian Financial Complaints Authority has issued 178 decisions against the company for misleading and deceptive conduct from 700 complaints received. Consumer and legal organisations say they've been warning successive governments about EUPLA for years. Now they're making it an issue at the federal election. Under the banner Save Sorry Business Coalition, 125 advocacy groups, churches, legal organisations and Aboriginal bodies have signed an open letter to Treasurer Josh Frydenberg and Labor's Jim Chalmers. Samantha Rudolph says they want the next federal government to provide urgent assistance to compensate the affected families.
We're not asking for a handout. We're asking for government to step in and do the right thing. We have, and especially now getting close to an election campaign, some politicians have promised certain things, but what we need is concrete answers and concrete solutions, and particularly from the current government as well, to step up and, you know, do the right thing and speak to us, and we can liaise with them about seeking a proper compensation scheme, a proper redress for these policyholders.
In a statement, Minister for Financial Services, Senator Jane Hume, says the government has acted to stop the ACBF's predatory behaviour. She says the government introduced licensing requirements for funeral expense service providers as recommended by the Royal Commission, and that under the changes, ACBF was not granted a licence. But she doesn't promise compensation for victims, instead pointing to alternative state-based organisations that can help with funerals and burial costs. Labor, meanwhile, has promised an inquiry into EUPLA and the bodies that regulated it. Daphne Naden says what she wants is her money back.
I'm not a rich person. You know, I'm living daily, and as with a lot of Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander people, I think, around Australia, we can't afford to have money, that much amount of money. So I'd say about 15,000 plus that I've lost. Just can't afford it. I'd like some of that back. All of that, actually.
But she holds little hope that that will happen.
Anxious at the moment because I'm 66 next month, and I have some chronic illnesses. As an Indigenous person, this is quite common. Yes, fairly anxious at the moment because I've got four daughters who have children of their own now. One doesn't, but I don't want them. I want to be able to cover my funeral costs myself. I don't want to leave those costs to my daughters to pay. Yeah, I'm fairly anxious, fairly disappointed, you know.
Claire Slattery, SBS News.